The Book of 1 Peter, Chapter 5. To the elders who are among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, who am also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, exercising the oversight, not of constraint, but willingly, according to God, nor yet for greed of monetary gain, but eagerly, neither as lording it over the charge allotted to you, but making yourselves examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd will be manifested, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger, be subject to the elder. Yes, all of you gird yourselves with humility to serve one another, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour, whom withstand steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished among your brotherhood in the world. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and firmly set you. To him be the dominion forever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I account him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to all of you who are in Christ.